So, Hare Krishna, I'm very happy to be amongst you. We will start today our little seminar called The Keys for Opening the Treasure of the Holy Name. The seminar hopes to give you some practical tips about how to improve your japa practice, and there will be japa during this practice. Now, you can do it with your bead bag, but also without your bead bag. You will need your, most of you will be most happy if they have their bead bags available. Does everyone have the bead bag here, or does this mean you have to go somewhere? Who has no bead bag here? I see 2, 3, Mia. Have you chanted your rounds? Then you can do without bead bag. It's all right. Some of you have heard about these japa retreats which are done all over. And some of what we will hear is taken from this japa retreat. But I won't be able to give you the same experience, for instance, an experience which requires a 64-round stay here. And I also am aware that today we had, it's a day after a long festival. I will not have a very long presentation, therefore, and a very easy presentation. So let us start, please. He was so confused. And this confusion brought every day a little bit more anxiety and disturbance to his heart. Oh, was he confused. The confusion was difficult to name. There was an uneasiness growing day by day. An uneasiness and distress which needed to be dealt and it needed to be solved. His name was Tapan Mishra. He lived in the 15th century, a time when people were very, very eager to know what is the goal of life, of satya. A time when there were many sadhanas in vogue, spiritual practices to reach your goal. Tapan Mishra had heard so much. He had read so many scriptures. But still he didn't know what is the goal and what is the way. Oh, he was so confused. He had one mantra which he had received from his guru. It was the Gopal mantra. But this mantra didn't throw away the distress of his heart. Late one night, a demigod appeared in his dream and told him, very close by here, Tapan Mishra, is the most capable person of destroying your distress. His name is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Naranarayan himself, who performs his pastimes as a human being to deliver all the people of this world. He has come to Bangladesh to deliver also you. Next morning, when you wake up, take your shower and go to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ask him the question which troubles you so much. Next morning, it's a different tune. Tapa Mishra woke up from his trance. He remembered every word. And he went to the Padmavati River. Oh, are you tired? Daya Gauranga and Shyamachandra. He went to the Padmavati River, and there on the banks he saw Lord Gaura Sundara, the beautiful personality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let me tell you how Mahaprabhu looked. He looked like 10,000 gods of love. He looked as learned as Brihaspati, the master of the demigods. And he looked very, very kind. Tapan Mishra immediately surrendered his life and said, "O wonderful being, I have been directed to you in a dream. Please tell me what is the goal and what is the way." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him. He had waited for Tapan Mishra to come. And he gave him a typical answer, which, my dear devotees, I feel is very important for you also. It is an answer which can bring away all your misery and all your distress. Mahaprabhu said, "Chant the Yuga Dharma, the holy names. The Vedas are unable to fully describe the glories of one who chants the Lord's name day and night, even while eating and sleeping." How can you chant when you eat? You can chant in your mind, Hare Krishna. Or you can sometimes shout out, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol!" And then continue with your meal. "Hari Bol, Hari Bol!" Then continue. How can you chant when you sleep? This may be a little bit more difficult. When you chant so much during the day, then you also hear the chanting in your sleep. Many devotees have reported that when they are in the kirtan, in the temple, they really chant, singing and dancing. They continue to sing and dance in their dreams, in the night. Any one of you has such an experience? There's such an experience. So this is Mahaprabhu's process. Chant continuously, day and night, your whole being will be pulsating and vibrating. Then he said to Tapa Mishra, "Go back to your home and worship Lord Krishna with full attention. Give up all duplicity." By congregationally chanting the holy names, you achieve everything, including the goal of life and the means for attaining it. This is sadhana, satya, the goal of life, and the means for attaining it. You will be very interested to hear that Mahaprabhu is not the incarnation to spread japa of the holy name. He is the incarnation of spreading Harinam Sankirtan. To chant together in a congregation of devotees, when you enter the experience, is a very powerful process, because the mind will be brought under the control. From Harinam Sankirtan, japa or individual chanting springs forth as the rays of a sun spring forth from the sun. But to really learn to chant, it's very important to do congregational chanting, sitting together and chanting like we did. This is Mahaprabhu's process. So I would like, and then from this comes chanting day and night. Harinam Sankirtan is such a powerful purification that sometimes almost too strong for an individual. So, this was my introduction. Tapan Mishra, after he heard Gauranga Mahaprabhu, immediately wanted to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and stay with him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go to Kashi, to Varanasi, leave Bangladesh, wait for me at the bank of Mother Ganga. In due course of time, I will come. I have work to do in Kashi, and I need you to be there. I will go there and make all those followers of Prakashananda Saraswati chant and dance in ecstasy. That is my goal. And you need to be there and greet me and host me when I come. This is typical for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What you have just heard is a rendition from Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Mahaprabhu's instructions on how to practice the Yuga Dharma are fully there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a very, very interesting book. It is called Harinam Chintamani. And in the Harinam Chintamani, he has written a verse which I usually take as an entry into a japa retreat. This verse explains how we can measure our advancement or progress in devotional service. It says, a Vaishnava's advancement is measured by his affection for the holy name. One can subjectively understand one's own progress by how much affection one has for the holy name. If you want to find out the status of a Vaishnava, his class, his social position, like you see a sannyasi or a grihastha, his wealth, his learning, his youth or beauty, his power or followers. If you want to find out on what level is the Vaishnava, all this means absolutely nothing. The only way to understand a Vaishnava's progress and your own progress is how much affection is there for the holy name. Ich komme nachher zu Fragen. Kommt auch nachher dran. Übersetzung? Oh, wenn wir tiefer gehen, dann bist du verloren. His class, his social position, like you see a sannyasi or a grihastha, his wealth, his learning, his youth or beauty, his power or followers. If you want to find out on what level is the Vaishnava, all this means absolutely nothing. The only way to understand a Vaishnava's progress and your own progress is how much affection is there for the holy name. Da ist die geeignete Übersetzerin für dich. Hallo. Hallo. Sehr gut, dass du gehallot hast. Ich habe zuerst gedacht, träume ich das? Ihr müsst mich entschuldigen, ich bin 40% hier, aber die anderen 60 kommen noch keine. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's statement, and I believe when we join the story of Tapan Mishra and his question, how can I reach my goal, by what procedure or process, with this statement that the only way to judge your own progress is by how much you have affection for the holy name, then we get a very good life's mission. We all want to reach the goal of life, and for that we need to increase our affection for the holy name. One way to do this is by prayers to the holy name. Rupa Goswami has written a very, very nice prayer collection. It is called the Krishna Namashtakam. And in that prayer collection, he has given us a prayer by which we can pray for an increased affection to chant the holy name. The prayer goes like this: Agadhamana Yashodananda Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopichandra Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Viti Aneka Swarupa Mama Matiya Ratiya Krishna Nama Nama Deyam, which means something like, O Lord, you have so many names, like the son of Mother Yashoda, Nanda Sunu, the son of Nanda Maharaj. And he then gives many different names, and then he says, but especially I like this name Pranata Karuna. You are boundlessly merciful to those who have fallen into this world. My prayer to you is that you increase my affection for the holy name boundlessly. Prayer is a way to increase your affection for the holy name. And to increase your affection for the holy name means that you will automatically make tremendous progress and the confusion of life will go. Another way to increase attachments to the holy name is to spend more time with the holy name. I'm always saying this at the beginning of a japa retreat because that's what we do in a japa retreat. We spend more time. I would like to give you an example, and I hope Daya Gauranga will not mind. From maybe after I knew Daya Gauranga for 1 year, I know he is such a wonderful person. I just like him. But if we would, but we always meet during festivals. He is tired after dancing and chanting, and I am spaced out after spending the whole day with preaching in different ways, and have not much time to meet each devotee whom I like to meet, who like to meet me. If we would ever want to make something out of our relationship, which is substantial, we would have to spend time together. Do you know this? There's a person who is very sympathetic for you, to you, and you wish to have a deeper relationship, then you need to invest time, spend time together, do things together as devotees, do devotional practices together, do maybe preaching together, do a pilgrimage. I did this last year. I have invited a devotee who's very sympathetic to me to spend time in Braj, and we spent good time together. We became known as the bicycle sadhus because we got a bicycle and we went to many holy places and just chanted the whole day there. Now we feel, yes. So if you want to develop affection for the holy name, spend more time with him. This was the project of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote two works which he dedicated exclusively to the holy name. And both these works were written in transitional periods of his life, in Deutsch, Übergangssituation. The first work is Bhajan Rahasya and the next one Harinam Chintamani. Harinam Chintamani was written in Puri. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had retired in 1894 and 7 years later he purchased land in Puri right on the ocean front. He writes about this in Sajjana Toshani. He said in this work that the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was spread in Bengal through Namhata, but then by the influence of bowls and owls, everything crumbled. In great distress, I went to Puri, and I rolled on the ocean side of Puri. You know, the waves are going, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur rolls in the sand and cries. And I cried, "My Lord Gauranga, what should be done with your movement?" And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared before me, and he said, "My dear child, Don't be worried. These ups and downs are natural for a movement, a spiritual movement in this life. You can think, oh God, the problems of ISKCON are natural. God. But if you wish to preach more, you should now spend time only chanting the holy name and Puri. Then go out and preach. Hare Krishna. Then Gauranga Mahaprabhu disappeared. Do you know of another Vaishnav who, before going to preach in a grand style, had a long time of only japa? Shyama Chanda, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I know another one. He sits here. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur chanted, was it 6 years or 9 years? So it was 9 years, huh? I think also nine, if you know 9 years, where he chanted from morning till evening and into the night. And then he went out. Srila Prabhupada was found chanting 64 rounds minimum in Vrindavan when he stayed. Once his friends saw him, he was at the Yamuna. He had put his danda in the sand and he was dancing and chanting. And they are like a child in the banks of the river Yamuna. And his friends later asked him, Bhaktivedanta Swami, you were dancing and chanting? Yes, we are enjoying the holy name here in Vrindavan. That's it. So this is a practice which is very favorable, to spend more time with the holy name. That will make you strong. That will make you connected. Then you will be able to give some real inspiration to your life and to others. In the little house which Bhaktivinoda Thakur built, it's called the Bhakti Kutir, the hut of Bhakti. There he installed later, or his followers installed later, a marble board with a verse of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The hut is gone, but the marble board is still there. The marble board says, would you like to know what it says? In order to remember the names and qualities of Krishna Murali, he who is known as Bhaktivinod has given up everything to come here to the land of Lord Gauranga's pastimes. He has taken refuge, means shelter, in this cottage of devotion, this Bhakti Kutir. Our acharyas have shown us by their practical example to increase your affection for the holy name, prayer and spending time are very powerful ways. Today, in conclusion to this little introduction, I would like to introduce also a practical exercise to you. An exercise which has to do a lot with determination. See, when you chant the holy name, you should do something which all persons who do mantra chanting do. They build a sankalpa in their mind. Sankalpa means you just become clear what is your intention, why are you doing this. Because it is known that people who focus on their intention, not attention is also important, but intention, Absicht in Deutsch, will make much more out of their practice. I remember amongst us is Janava, the sister of Ramananda, and she has given us some very helpful seminars to develop our preaching in Goloka Dham. And I still remember before she starts, she's a professional coach. She says, so why have we come here? What do we want from this seminar? Because I believe it is known that people who come with an intention are more focused and also more receptive. Receptive heißt empfänglich for what is going on. So when you chant and you just sit down like every other day, you won't have the same result as if you come with, in Sanskrit it's called a sankalpa, an intentional a declaration of attention. Hare Krishna, Ravinda Swarupavu, welcome. Please let us offer a seat for our Would you like to sit here? There you can just comfortably sit and lean also. Madhavananda, kannst du für den alten Herrn ein... That is the best place to sit. You can look at the deity and everything. Hare Krishna. Before giving this seminar, I said to Ravindra Swarup Prabhu that I think we will do something which you will like, which is interesting, and we are just coming to this. I have just given, we have discussed so far Mahaprabhu's way of instructing the persons he met on satya and sadhana, the goal, spiritual goal, and the way to achieve it. And we have then heard a few advices how to develop our affection for this practice. We have spoken about prayer, and we have spoken about spending more time with the japa. Then we gave examples from our tradition, and now we speak on sankalpa, fixing up an intention before you chant, making your mind focused on the practice by a sankalpa, and then we will go into a practical exercise of japa. So, in Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he writes that those who chant mantras, and he especially refers to the Gopal mantra, first need to fix a sankalpa. There is an ancient work, and I have it in the other things which went to Goloka Dham, where some mantras are given. How a devotee sits down and touches his beads and will now say to himself, I will now spend my time with Krishna in the form of the holy name. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave three steps, and one of them is a sankalpa. When someone chants, he becomes aware, Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigrahai Nitya Mukto Punushodha Binadvang Namina Mino. He thinks in his mind, the chanter, the name is not different from Krishna. That's the first step. He becomes aware, I'm now together with Krishna. You know, when you are aware, I'm chanting Krishna's name, he's Krishna, then you will chant differently than if you have no name. Other devotees, what they do is they sit in front of the deities, knowing that the name and the person is identical, and that helps them to focus on the holy name. The next thing a devotee thinks or puts in his mind, he meditates about the meaning of the holy name. My dear Lord, please engage me in your service. You know, he chants as a service to Krishna. And the next thing where he fixes and focuses his mind is something which has to do with the right mood. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says he should chant with heart rendering lamentation. And of course the verse is given, Ayinanda Tanuya, my Lord, I have fallen into the world of birth and death. Somehow, please take me and fix me up as a spark, particle of dust at your lotus feet. See, if you do something in the right mindset, you will get much more out of it. We chant a prayer before we respect prasadam, which reminds us, sharira vichachar, of the right mindset in which we take prasadam. When we go chant the holy name, we take shelter at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Because it all is meant to put us in the right frame of mind. When you are in the right frame of mind, while you take your japa mala and do your japa, you will get much, much more out of the japa mala than if you are not in the right frame of mind. As a preacher, I would like to give you an example. I must admit to you that sometimes preaching to so many people is hard for me. It's like the whole day you have to just give, give, give. And some people are just getting on your nerves by their biochemistry. And it's and sometimes, you know, then this person comes who, and you are already exhausted. He comes in the room and you just, the way he walks in the room, you just want to take a glass of water and go, please, be awake, be attentive, you know, why do you? Yes, I come from a very bad family and I have very bad anattas. I'm not so friendly as my smile looks. And what I have learned is I can't preach if I'm in such a mood. I can't help people. I'm on the material level when I do this. I should either make a pause, or, because it's not possible, I should, just before the person comes in the room, do a little exercise. Here is a conditioned soul. He has come to seek help in spiritual life. He has come to someone he considers an older brother or a sannyasi and so on. You can't allow your mind to just spoil everything. Just see this person as a soul. And then the person comes in. And after having done this mental attitude, I do not feel any longer to take a glass of water and throw it in the mind, in the face. I just feel blessed that I have the opportunity to do service here. And I give my best to listen and to, yes, reality is a person's perception. You can't judge a person for his reality because he perceives it as such. It's his reality. And then you become a compassionate preacher. And only when you come from this place do you deserve to do this service, to try to deliver Krishna consciousness to others. This was an example, a somewhat dramatic example, which shows you how a different attitude brings you to perform different activities or respond in a different way. So when you chant the holy name, the attitude with which you chant is entirely influencing your performance or your japa practice. It's so important. Prayers can help us. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Or just the simple thing which Prabhupada gave. This formula, I always personally go back to this formula. Please, my Lord, I'm now separated from you. Please accept me in, and I will know that you accept me by, if you give me some service. Or to make it more simpler, please engage me in your service. Or to make it even more simpler, this is what Prabhupada also said, please accept me. Enough theory, we want to practice now japa. I would like to introduce to you a practice and then practice with you this practice, which was introduced in my life by a very good friend called Burijan Prabhu during our japa retreat in Varshana. I would also like to take the opportunity to invite all of you and more of you who are not here to attend one of the japa retreats which are offered all over our movements by different qualified presenters. This practice made a difference for me. Burijan Prabhu told all of us, the key to chanting is that you chant one mantra at a time. You don't think about the future mantras which you will chant, nor do you lament about the mantras which you have chanted and which were not entirely to your expectation. You practice to be present in the presence. Hare Krishna. You practice to be present in the presence. So when I heard this, I felt almost disturbed. I mean, isn't that what you do when you concentrate? But as I listened to Burijan Prabhu expounding on this, I became aware of a great, great dilemma in which our material mind, which is resting on the false ego, and which is nourished from the false ego, is. Most of the time, most of us are either in the past or in the future. Let me explain. Most of us are formed by our education, our parents, like Ravindra Swarup Prabhu lectured about the day, it was just yesterday. Days go by very fast. You know, our parents have maybe not loved us enough, and maybe because of that, we are a little insecure, low self-esteem, right? And therefore we always have this button on our chest, love me, appreciate me, see me, and we are ready to do everything to get this love back, which we lack due to our low self-esteem. and so on and so forth. You can read about it in millions of self-improvement literatures. I don't need to go into detail and repeat what has been written better by then when I can. Or something else. Oh, this didn't work very good. Or the modern ISKCON thought, ISKCON did this in the past. And so on. I feel so hurt by this. This being geprägt durch die Vergangenheit. Hare Krishna, to say it in English. Being formed by our presence, by our past, being and remaining a prisoner to all this, what happened. This is either we are there or we are in the future. Oh, it will be better. I will just survive this day and then I will take a rest. Wow. After this festival, or I will go to India. Oh yes, and a good relationship is coming my way in the future. We can call this an almost psychological need of the future due to not being able to be in the present. You will always run to the future from whatever you are. You will run to the future. The Ayurveda says, to live in the past means you live in the mode of ignorance. And to live in the future with your desires means you live in the mode of passion. Yes. Amazing, isn't it? It makes sense, yes. But to live in the moment, in the presence, means sattva, mode of goodness. I have found it in Mahatma Prabhu's writing. We will have to ask him, but it is a very good to maybe get the right quotation even. Yeah, it sounds so right. My dear devotees, my dear skeptics also, every one of us can, if you can just learn to be in the moment, you will see all this worrying and all this scheming and planning and maybe anxiety ridden life. What will happen in the future? You know, will go away and you will find how you become peaceful and from your heart this peace comes up. This peace, how from the silence of being in the moment that peace emerges into your mind, which is nothing else than a symptom of sattva-gun. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, forget the past that sleeps and never the future dream at all, but act in times that are with thee. And progress, thee shall call. Thee means you, huh? That are with you. Yes. So I would like to now do two exercises with you. We want to be with the mantra. That means whenever our mind goes either in the past, it's called lamenting, or sankalpa. And vikalpa, it means vikalpa, and sankalpa means you go in the future. You just bring the mind gently back to just listening to the mantra. You will make an amazing experience, but we will have to do it in a very slow way, and I might give you some instruction according to what I perceive in your practice. So I request all of you, although I know, first of all, this is the last thing which you will hear today. I should not now say it, it's soon over, because we are just trying to be in the presence. It's not good to say that then. So could you please sit properly, because we will need to have all these little yogic tools, you know, which aid our concentration. What we are aiming for is that our spine is straight. I would like to do just a simple little pacifying the mind thing. Oops. These are the little tricks. See, we want to control our mind and bring it away from its two main functions: to be in the past and to be planning and scheming for the future. To explain it differently, we want to bring the mind away from all this whirling and pulsating and we want to bring it into a sattvic atmosphere. So because we had a very, very blissful kirtan festival, and we are a little tired, and we are also a little moved, so many transformational experiences, so many mirrors which we see, so areas where we can improve. I would just like to bring your mind into the sattva gun. Sit properly. And for a moment, just concentrate on your breathing, please. As you exhale, let go of tension, which is there in the body and the mind. Tension in German, innere Anspannung und Muskelanspannung. You can just feel how your shoulders go down because there's most of the tension when you exhale. And for a moment, just concentrate on your breathing, please. As you exhale, let go of tension, which is there in the body and the mind. Tension in German, innere Anspannung und Muskelanspannung. You can just feel how your shoulders go down because there's most of the tension when you exhale. Our aim is to go for a very alert state, aufmerksam, but at the same time relaxed. That's the mode of goodness. Just bring your attention to your breathing. Soon you will have to bring your attention to a more difficult task. Now we will start with a simple task so that we can use our mind for the more difficult task a little later. only be with your mind, with the inhaling and exhaling breath. In the Gita, Lord Krishna says that He's that prana, that life-giving energy in the breath. So it is not wrong to concentrate on the breathing. Whenever you exhale, let go of tension, either in the body, and more important, maybe, in the mind. You have a few more breaths. Make an endeavor which is at the same time relaxed. Endeavor to concentrate, but stay relaxed. Now, as you stay in this peaceful state, I request you that we all chant together in one voice, that means in one speed also, the mantra. And I will chant the mantra one time alone. When you hear this signal, then we will all chant it together. You can already take your beat back. But please try to remain in the relaxed and alert state of mind. I will chant one time alone the mantra just to make us familiar with the speed in which we will chant together, and then together. Hare Krishna, Hare... Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Now it will become a little bit more difficult. We will chant now much slower. We will enter an unknown space of chanting, the chanting of extra slow chanting. Because in this unknown space, we will try an unknown practice. We are all habituated, and our habit kicks in the moment we touch the beats, our mental and pronunciational habits. We want to break a habit for a better practice. Therefore, we will Now do another speed. During this time, I would like to request you to be with every singular name. When you chant Hare, which you will chant much slower than usual so that it's easier, you will be with your mind with the Hare. In some practices, which we do during japa retreats, we look during this time at the written names which appear on a blackboard or a piece of paper. We will not do this here. We will be with our ears and with the functioning of hearing. Let me explain it in a different way. The experience of sound entering into our ears and then into our mental awareness. We will be with our hearing process, with the word, not word, the name which we chant. Hare, then I'm with Hare. Krishna, you know where I was. Hare Krishna. And for this, just to try this, it helps to be a little slow for a moment. That's why those who lead bhajans very often start very slow to bring the mind into the ability to concentrate on this, on the sound. So I will, with your permission, just chant alone one time to make us familiar with the speed in which we chant, and then we do it together. When you hear this signal, it means we will start together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Please continue. Hare Rama. Please continue. I will now speak to you, but continue. Now be in the hurry. Now the Hare. Full power to the Hare. Now full power to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Again, Krishna. Now to the Rama.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. With power, I didn't mean vocal power, concentration power. Let us please continue now to try to give our full attention to each singular name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very, very, very much. I'm so proud of you. You were I thought you wouldn't be able to do it because of the natural exhaustion after a festival, but many of you did quite well. But you also might have felt, I didn't really feel that you felt it, but other retreats, I really feel it very strong, that the mind rebels against this. Oh no, listening. Oh no, 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 no. There's some very interesting things to think about. The key, lost keys, for instance. Or the phone call. Or this, that. The mind and also the ego will make its protest. And but if you, from time to time, I wouldn't say that you have to chant like every round like this, but from time to time, gently make it a practice to bring your mind into the presence of the mantra, and in the mantra, into the presence of each singular holy name. You will discover a portal. Portal means a door through which you go. The material mind will not be able to cross this, the threshold to this portal. But it will wait there like a dog who is not allowed to enter in the beginning. You will just feel very peaceful in the beginning as you go through this. You will feel just, wow, Krishna, what was this? But later your mind will follow, and because it needs to be purified. Don't worry, the mind hears everything and gets purified while you do this. First you will just feel some peace, but as you go deeper into the practice, some wonderful things wait for you. For instance, you might remember a picture of Krishna which you saw and you liked. All of a sudden you think of a picture and you did not make an endeavor to bring this picture in your attention. It just came there. Ooh, full color chanting. You might also make an experience where you become aware, I'm chanting Krishna's name. Krishna is so milosti. Milosti means merciful. Krishna is so merciful to me. Krishna is so kind. And you are thinking about a quality of Krishna. All of a sudden, the chanting gets a personal dimension. And there are other things which are to come when this chanting is done. Main thing is just very, very simple.